Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Jason Mackey joins me from the Post-Gazette to talk baseball. Jason, do you watch MLS?
I don't, but it's not for any good reason, Joe. I love watching soccer when I can. I'm sort of mad at myself that I don't watch it more, but it's just one of those not enough hours in the day kind of things.
Well, speaking of that, you're very busy with baseball, and I'm curious to hear your initial impressions of watching a baseball game in an empty stadium the other night. What stood out?
A few things, Joe. I mean, one, it was just great to see it and watch it. You know, we've been in PNC Park quite a bit with summer camp, but it's a little bit different, you know, knowing that you're going to have three outs in an inning. There's not going to be outfielders who are team staffers and not actually pro players. So that part of it was really neat. It was neat to have, like, live results. It was neat to keep score. I thought the crowd noise was a little bit odd. They seemed to, like, kind of overcompensate, or, you know, somebody was trying to play it louder when the Pirates did something well or when the Indians did something. They're trying to do these, like, mock boos. Like, it just seemed like, you know, trying a little bit too hard. But live sports, you know, which to me is the greatest reality show going, like, that component was absolutely there. And, like, you're watching, you don't know what's going to happen. You're seeing things right before your eyes, looking at results. I love that part of it.
So walk-up music for the hitters?
Yeah, walk-up music for the hitters. I mean, honestly, Joe, other than, like, the pirate parrot dancing around, they basically treated it like normal. You know, PA.
Why is the parrot dancing around with no fans?
I know. I've heard that joke a few times on Twitter, but, you know.
No, I'm dead serious. It makes no sense.
What do you mean? Like, why they're doing that stuff?
Why is the parrot there if there's no fans? It's a legitimate question.
I said, the pirate parrot wasn't there.
Oh,
but
okay.
I mean, you saw in, like, the Chinese professional league, like, they had mascots and cheerleaders and all their normal stuff. Like, I'm not saying they should do that. I don't think they should go that far, but, you know, I'm just saying there are some leagues that have done it.
Do you think there will be fans at PNC Park at some point this season?
I don't. I wish I could say that I did. And I think there should be, honestly, like, my personal opinion. We're sitting there the other night, and I see I think it was the Gateway Clipper, like, goes by, and there's people just packed to the gills on this thing. Like, are you kidding? I mean, you're allowed to do that, but they can't have, like, two fans to a row in PNC Park. Like, you absolutely could make this logistically work. I mean, maybe you only get 3,000, 5,000 or whatever, but it's 3,000 or 5,000 that you didn't have before. Do I think Major League Baseball is going to have that sort of, like, non-traditional mindset? No. I mean, I don't see something working to where, like, government officials will approve it and Major League Baseball will come up with it.
I thought about, and we're talking to Jason Mackey's on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline here from the Post-Gazette, covers the Pirates. You heading to Cleveland tonight?
I am, yep. Heading to Cleveland shortly after I get off the phone with you, I think, Joe.
So you're just the man I want to talk to right now. And I thought about how to do this interview today. And what I'd love to do, Jason, is just go around the diamond with sort of quick hits on each position, because it seems there's news or at least interesting talk to be had at virtually every position. So first, are you willing to engage in that with me?
Whatever you want, pal. I'm game.
Let's start with the catcher position. Is it going to still be a split back there, or what's going to happen with that position?
No, I don't think it's going to be much of a split. I think Jacob Stallings is going to be your starter, good, bad, or indifferent. Your backup is now John Ryan Murphy with Luke Maley out. I don't see them signing anybody at this point, so I think you're just going to take what you can get with Stallings, who's been very good defensively.
Josh Bell at first. I think there was thought when Universal DH came out, he's still struggled badly last year as a defender. I thought he got better. But it would appear that he's going to be playing the actual position almost every day. Do I have that right?
Yep. And I don't have a problem with it. I think Josh Bell wants to do it. He's adjusted his throwing motion. He works on his defense a ton. I think he takes pride in it. I think he wants to have that part of the game engaged as well. And I don't think he's ready to be a full-time DH. So given his stature with the Pirates, I don't really have a problem with them going that way and DHing Jose Osuna or Colin Moran or somebody else.
Also interesting that he was the only player to actually play the field with a mask on, and I guess when there was nobody on base, he put it down on his neck.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't feel like the guy should be required to do that. Like, if you can lose your teeth with a screaming line drive, like, I don't want somebody fiddling with the mask. I mean, if you feel comfortable, by all means, but I don't look at guys like, oh, my goodness, they should be playing with the mask on and – you know, if you're between the lines, I'm okay with you taking it off. Because for 99% of the game, you're not going to be within 6 feet of anybody.
Right. So that was his choice, just to be clear, right, to wear that mask
at
first?
Correct. Okay. Correct. And you know what? That's an intelligent choice because holding a guy on, you know, if there's one contact possible position, you know, there's probably Jacob Stallings, which it's a little hard to have a mask on, I would think, over, you know, a mask under a mask. And then Bell is going to be holding runners on. He's by the first base coach. So heads up by him.
Middle infield, Frazier, Newman, pretty much every day?
Pretty much, yep. I don't think you're going to see much change there. You might see a little Eric Gonzalez, a little JT Riddle, but right now Riddle's banged up. And I mean, honestly, what are we talking about here? Like, Frazier and Newman are two of your better players. You got to trot them out there.
Colin Moran, virtually every day at third until we figure out if Key Brian Hayes is going to be part of this?
Correct. I think if the Pirates, you know, if they got their druthers, they would have to Brian Hayes get back soon and, you know, get some work in Altoona and eventually push for a spot. I think they would probably give him the opportunity. But for the time being, you're going to see a lot of Colin Moran. And if you don't see him, it's probably going to be Osuna, Riddle, Gonzalez, Phillip Evans, you know, one of those guys. But the bulk of it will be Moran.
What's the outfield looking like, especially now that Cole Tucker apparently will get some reps in the outfield? What are we talking about there?
Yeah, that's going to be a big X factor, and I think you're going to see it tonight. If anybody's watching on TV, I think they're going to tinker with Cole a little bit out there. Probably center, maybe right. Obviously, Brian Reynolds is going to play every day in left field, as he should. When Polanco gets back, he'll play every day in right, or most days, I should say, as many as they feel like, you know, they're not going to be overworking him. And Gerard Dyson's going to be out there a lot of times in center. And honestly, Joe, I've been really impressed with Gerard Dyson's ability to go and get the ball in center. I think fans are going to notice that once games are on TV. Not that Starling Marte was not good at certain aspects of defense. I'm not slighting him. But the routes Dyson takes to balls, how clean he is, it's a nice departure from Marte. I do think they've upgraded there.
Is there a chance, getting back to Cole Tucker, that Adam Frazier would be a logical trade candidate at some point this season and that Tucker would move to short and Newman to second?
Yes, I do see that as a possible scenario. And a lot of people have, you know, said, why don't you move Adam Frazier to the outfield? Well, the long-term goal for this franchise should be probably to trade Adam Frazier. And I like him, and his best trade value is probably as an infield piece. You know, teams acknowledge that he was a Gold Glove finalist last year, whether you agree with it watching the games or not. And, you know, if they're going to try to acquire more talent, more minor league talent that they can develop, it makes sense to flip Frazier. So don't screw with his position. Let him keep doing what he's doing. And you're also not going to move somebody who has semi-established himself for a guy in Cole Tucker who hasn't proven that he can hit major league pitching consistently. So I understand what they're doing with Tucker. I mean, they're giving themselves some options. They're giving Tucker an option. He's a great athlete. He might be a good outfielder. But the best move here, the smartest move, is to keep Adam Frazier in place and then hopefully flip him.
Last thought, under a minute. Fifth spot in the rotation and the closer. How do those positions shake out?
Well, for the time being, I do think it's going to be a by committee kind of thing. I don't think they're going to commit to Kyle Crick or Nick Birdie, probably for reasons that you can assume with Birdie's lack of experience. Crick hasn't pitched terribly well. Fifth spot in the rotation will be Stephen Brault and Chad Kuhl. I think until something happens, if somebody gets hurt or falters, maybe you break up the piggyback, but that's what I expect for the fifth spot.
Jason, appreciate it, man. And we'll look forward to talking to you tomorrow about your trip to Cleveland tonight. Thank you.
You got it, Joe. Thanks for having me, man. Take care.
Jason Mackey, you could read his stuff at postgazette.com. Big story from the LA Times today about testing and whether sports tests are going to foul up or delay test results for regular everyday people. Let's talk about that coming up. It's Cook and Joe.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.